All right, we're going to start with this first one. This is about asking my dad not to bring his girlfriend to a football game.
Okay.
Dear John, I'm an only child. My parents divorced 4 years ago, and I've always had a really good relationship with my dad. So here's my story. My dad started dating one of my older coworkers he met through me. They did ask for my permission at first, and I reluctantly said yes. But over time, I began to feel sidelined. June, my coworker, started coming to all of our outings, even to the point where my dad wanted to include her and her kids on trips. Fast forward to last Wednesday, my dad called asking if he could bring June to a Michigan football game, something that has always been a special tradition for us since I was a kid. I said no, reminding him that this was supposed to be our thing. He pushed back, saying he didn't want her to be alone all day on a Saturday. I told him again that my answer was no. He called me spoiled and bratty and said he was bringing her anyway. I stood my ground, saying he could go with her, but not pick me up. He said, you know what? I'm not going. Since then, we haven't spoken. Is it too much to ask him to go to the game with just me? Is it really such a tragedy for her to stay home for a couple of hours?
No, it's not a tragedy. At some point, if this keeps going, the progression of this relationship, she's going to be a part of her life, not just as a coworker, but a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have to get used to it. However, I do think when you're talking about matters of this type of thing, there are certain moments that are special between child, I'm not going to say daughter, but child and parent. And I think those should remain that way. I went through this with Lisa,
mm-hmm.
where, yeah, there are moments that she needs to understand that they're just between me and the kids. And she does. There are other ones, as you continue to travel down this path of life, that you're going to have to start being a part of. It's really hard to pick and choose when those are. For this one, I wouldn't want to have, and Lisa wouldn't want us to have a situation that caused me not to have a conversation or not to be talking to one of the kids.
I agree with you totally. I think even, let's say,
divorce sucks, and when you start to move on, it becomes, it's a very touchy situation.
It's so tough if your parents have gone through a divorce. This woman is obviously a little bit older, right? She's going to tailgates. She's working. Her coworker's now dating her dad. So she's older. I think that she could understand it a little bit more.
Hopefully she's older. Well, we don't really know that.
That's true.
Although she does have kids.
No, the coworker, the new girlfriend has kids, not his daughter.
Not the daughter, yeah.
Oh, but you meant, okay.
Yeah. She's old enough, older than her to have kids.
But I totally think that once in a while, it is so important for any parent to spend one-on-one time with their child, especially if it's a tradition that they've done for a very long time. It's okay to say, hey, honey, stay home. I'm going to go do this with my daughter or my son. I'll be back in a couple hours. Yes.
You're the grown-ups.
Yeah.
Next one, dear John. When my college alma mater has away games, I host parties at my house to watch with friends. My wife and I have an 8-year-old son, a 4-year-old girl, and a 4-month-old girl. At these parties, we get between 10 and 20 people to show up, including some college buddies and families. I provide food, alcohol. I just want to have a good time. For the game, I told my son he could invite a friend to hang out. I invited the parents too, but they declined. Early third quarter, they show up to pick up the kid, and they were surprised I answered the door with a beer in my hand. I invited them in, but they accused me basically of being drunk. At this point, I was 4 beers in. People had some drinks, but it wasn't over the top. They thought it was a rager. In a post-event text, they said they don't drink and don't bring kids places where alcohol is consumed. Was I out of line?
No, it's your house. You do what you want. I mean, I would probably try and communicate that beforehand. Hey, there are going to be beers here. There's going to be alcohol. I wouldn't just assume that they would think that that was going to happen. But, I mean, if you are taking on the responsibility of looking after someone else's child, maybe you don't drink as much as you normally would. Because you it's your house. Mom, dad, you know, was mom drinking as well?
Yeah, I don't know.
So somebody there has to be responsible.
You would hope somebody is, but they've got young kids themselves. This comes down to communication.
Yeah.
Really, right? The parents of that little boy needed to make sure they knew what kind of situation was going on. Clearly, they knew a lot of people were going to be there. Somebody was probably going to be consuming alcohol.
Yeah.
It's not like they got their kids drunk.
No.
No, but you need somebody who is not intoxicated to be looking after a young child, an 8-year-old.
Yeah. I don't particularly drink in front of my kids, but that's my decision. I wouldn't expect that they would go to somebody else's house and not see it as well. It's life.
Yeah, I think there's two parts to this. I think there's nothing wrong with people drinking, watching a football game at their own house or their own party. And I don't think it's problematic that the kids see alcohol.
No, not at all. I don't have a problem with that either.
But I think the second point is someone has to be responsible. If something happened to the kid, you could drive them somewhere. You could take care of them, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the next one?
Oh, sorry. That's me. The next one. Surprise landlord. Okay. So I'm an 18-year-old female and my parents are well off. They own multiple houses as part of our real estate portfolio that they rent out for extra income. I recently started college, and as a present for working so hard and getting into my dream school, my parents gifted me one of our houses that is near my college. Yeah, right?
Yeah, luckily.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Using words like portfolio?
I know.
All right.
I decided to look for roommates so I could start earning some money. So far, I have two roommates and we're all friendly. I didn't want to tell them that I own the house as I thought it might kind of create a weird dynamic between us. And I didn't want them to view me any differently. We split all the bills and the rent with me technically paying nothing. Well, one of them recently found out and I told them everything. Now they're mad at me for hiding this from them and think I'm not only in the wrong for keeping it a secret, but for making them pay rent in the first place. We weren't friends when they moved in, and the whole point of me wanting roommates was so that I could earn some extra cash.
Yeah, she's fine. Like, I mean, okay, I'm guessing that if they're using the terms portfolio and they have multiple rental properties, it's not, even though it's hers, it's not in her name. It's in the name of an LLC. So it's the LLC doing business. And if they're not friends, even if they were friends, that's not something you have to disclose.
No, it's not something you have to disclose, but I do think open communication is always the best thing. Just to be like, hey, I'm looking for roommates. This is my house. Like, why not just tell them that right off the bat?
Right.
Like,
I know she didn't want to make it weird, but she made it weird by not.
Because she's 18. And now, I mean,
it's my family's house. I stay here. You guys, there's a rent.
I am not paying rent because this is my home.
Yeah, but it's what you're paying is not even a part of the equation. The fact is, okay, what is the going rate for renting a room or a house like they were renting? If they're not paying over, if they're paying the market rate, what does it matter?
Well, I totally agree with that. So what does it matter if she would have said anything? It's all being open and honest right off the bat so people don't find out about it later. And then you have to be like, oh, well, I didn't mention it because I didn't want this issue.
Yeah, and if you don't like it anymore, I'll find a new roommate. Thank you for your check.
This last one, don't love me back. Dear John, my friends and I were talking about this situation where if you ask someone or you tell someone that you love them, or someone tells you that they love you and you don't love them back, how do you handle it? I would completely freeze and I wouldn't know what to say. What would you do in that spot?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, that's very nice of you to say. I've always said this. Words matter. Don't say something that you don't mean because it only makes it worse. I mean, be honest. And you could even say, I appreciate where you're at. I'm not in that same position. I really like you.
It doesn't feel like there's a great answer here.
No, there's not a great answer, but this is where honesty does matter.
Yeah.
And it saves you heartache down the road. Complications down the road.
You can't just say it back if you don't mean it.
No.
No. And the look on your face will probably tell the story. If you're surprised that they say, I love you.
Who said it first in your relationship?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Heather, who said
it first? I'm sure it was Colin.
Yeah. I would lean towards me.
So you weren't in this. Well, you.
I guess I put myself out there for the. Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
What about you?
Kelsey said it first.
Oh. What was your response?
I said it back. Eh.
I'm still thinking about it.
That's kind of one that, like, okay, as the people that we ask, we interview people, like, we want to know the answer, or at least assume we know the answer before we ask the question.
Yes.
Don't ask the question you don't know the answer to. That's one where you want to make sure that, okay, if I say this, I'm pretty sure, 99% sure that they're going to say it back.
It's like proposing. Like, you want to know you're going to get a yes.
You don't just throw this out there hoping they say, I love you back.
And that is Dear John.
Yeah, because then you get the, you don't really mean it. Yeah. You know what? You're right. I didn't.
It's 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.